Rise and shine, rise and shine. Hey, Hardy, wake up.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're about to begin boarding. If we could ask for your cooperation, would you all please remain seated?
Well, how'd you sleep last night?
I don't believe that's any of your business.
If you go to a Bansy Fall and you want to have a prance of Hansel all in fub with you, don't forget to slop your dripper.
Mr. Nightlinger, what's for breakfast?
Dude, apples, bacon, and biscuits.
Well, forget the apples. Slap some bacon on a biscuit.
You're on the high ground with Craig Flowers.
Good morning, Johnny Oates.
Good morning.
Allons-y.
Let's hit it.
Texas! Good morning, Texans! And everybody that's getting here as fast as you possibly can. And boy, there's a lot of you. But remember why you're coming. And remember what you left. And don't mess with Texas. Yes, indeed, there are a lot of states. There are a lot that are great. But there's only one great state.
Learn it. Know it. Live it.
I am Craig Flowers, and we are at the banks of 360 on a rainy Saturday morning where we wonder if there's going to be hope of baseball at the Dish this afternoon on the heels of the Horns beating West by God, Virginia last night on a runaway, it looked like. But at the same time, those little TCU Horn Frogs in Fort Worth also won Kansas State. Still a one-game difference now as they get ready for what they hope will be and evened up as the Horned Frogs qualified for a share, at least, of the Big 12 regular season tournament. 101.9, 104.9, AM 1260, streaming live on the Horn app and at hornfm.com. This is the High Ground. Johnny Oates pushing the buttons and riding shotgun with me is one of my best friends and brother-in-arms, the pride of East Austin, the Aggie from California, who's been here a long time, played football a long time ago. And
long time ago.
How long time ago
long,
was it?
80s? Long, just long.
Just long?
60s.
And has the world's friendliest Rottweiler, hot and cold tub. The one, the only, the voice of the Texas wine. James Frazier.
How you doing, Colonel?
I'm talking about James Frazier.
Everybody. Well, I don't know if they're going to get the NASCAR Truck Series going today or not?
Hey, are you gonna cut your grass today?
No, I don't have to.
Why not?
It's plastic,
front and back.
Yeah, it is.
That is a tight lawn. You just go out with a little broom.
No, just got one of those blowers. Blow it off.
Now you artificial turfed your front yard and your backyard. Front yard, and now I pulled up there last night, and man, that joker is awesome looking.
Looks good. Yeah. Sasha wanted it. She wanted to get a good 40 time.
Sasha Marie, the
yeah, she wanted to get a turf time. Jeez.
So you are going to, now you have, you don't have to cut turf. Your grass. You can go to NASCAR.
I'm not going, I don't think.
How's your back?
It's killing me.
Killing me?
Yeah, I don't know. I've been digging holes, and it's not good.
Well, you and I both struggling now in our 50s. Now we're trying to figure out why my left hand goes numb every night in the middle of the night. I don't know what the heck is going on. Middle two fingers, I'm shaking it all the time.
You probably pinched a nerve.
I don't know how you unpinch it.
I don't know.
Fascinating challenges in our 50s.
Challenges.
Of course.
Challenges.
Last night I was at the Ducks Unlimited banquet in Dripping Springs. Sat with a great table there. Hay City Store had a table, and I kind of crashed the party. Bought a ticket, and then was invited to join them. And the great E. Hogan with his wife Nadine was there with us. We laughed. We had such a good time.
Is Hogan a hunter?
No, he is not.
Oh, okay.
But he was invited by Travis and Tamara, and we were there. And just a great, you know, sometimes the things that you don't plan end up being the best situations. And that was unplanned last night. In fact, this whole week has been unplanned because I was at Aired Out in Abilene with quarterbacks and receivers. The Academy, 25 select quarterbacks, 25 select receivers, and their developmental experience. We call it a leadership laboratory where we're using football to develop young men of character that not only win on the fields of friendly strife, but also on Friday nights. Some of which are highly recruited college athletes, and then a couple of them, Drew Brees, Colt McCoy, who go through the Air Out Academy, David Thomas, Cody Hodges, get to play at the next level, the National Football League. But we're using football to develop young men of character for the country. That's our hope. And we had great plans for this entire week, Jamie. We were going to go fishing in Palestine. We were going to play in a golf tournament with Jeff Fry. And we ended up playing in the golf tournament, but then fishing was a bust. And so we started making adjustments. And yesterday I got to spend a great day with our youngest daughter. Taught her all about changing the oil. Of course, when she was 18, 17, I taught her those same classes, but she wasn't ready to listen. Now she's 21, and she's paying attention a little bit. So we went over to Discount Tire. We went over to Lamb's and got oil change, inspection, all this other stuff. And ended up being a great day. And then I made an adjustment, went to the Ducks Unlimited.
I just like that you said, yeah, I taught her how to change the oil.
Yeah, and look at the sticker.
No, look at the sticker and drive over and get your oil changed.
Yeah.
There's not a lot of teaching going on right there.
Well, the teaching was because she came in. I said, honey, do you need an oil change? And she said, I think so. I said, why is that? And she said, because it says February 24th on the sticker. And I said, oh, okay. Let's go out and sit in the car for a moment and let's learn how to read the sticker. Now, I said, now, we've gone over this many times, but now I want you to, you have a fresh set of eyes, and now we'll read the sticker a little differently.
Because I thought that whole scenario went a little bit different because you said I taught her how to change the oil.
Yeah.
And I thought it's like, oh, well, he put it on blocks, drained it, and changed the filter. And
that's what you and I did.
Yeah.
Remember that when we had to change it? It was a big deal. My grandfather used to say, check the oil and the antifreeze. You'll know when you run out of gas. There's an inspirational thing happening over at the 40 Acres. This evening, and I want to tell you all about it.
Okay.
And that gets us to the Chiso's Boots morning story.
The morning story.
Octavius Bishop, a remarkable man, a great father, great husband, a great leader in our community. I've known him since 2014 or so. He was working on his PhD. Remember, he blocked for Ricky Williams. Ricky always says, the big O kept my jersey clean. Octavius Bishop was working on his PhD around 2014. All he had to do was complete the dissertation and then defend it. But as those of you who have a PhD know, often just getting the committee together to defend a PhD can be tiresome because these committee members seem to have all sorts of calendar commitments, and it took a few years, but finally the Big O finally got the opportunity to defend his dissertation, and he was awarded the PhD. The Big O shared with me his story, and you can read about it online. It was a remarkable story where football coaches, to include Lou Holtz and all the great ones, Makovic, all of them, they had to call the Big O's apartment on a payphone that was used by drug dealers every night. The drug dealers knew that the Big O was being recruited to play football at the University of Texas. So when the phone rang, they would actually go upstairs and get the Big O, and he would come down and take his recruiting phone calls from a payphone. His mother worked at McDonald's, and the Big O would often join his mom in cleaning up and closing the McDonald's as he was growing up. And then he came here, and the Big O shared with me one time during his sophomore junior year at the 40 Acres, the fans were screaming loudly, a sold-out game, and I forget who they were playing, but the Big O said he had a moment where he just looked up in the stands with his helmet on and said, man, these people are pulling for us, but they really don't know me. They don't know me. It was interesting. It was just something, a thought that he had. Anyway, the Big O is awarded his PhD, and he went to work for the University of Texas. In fact, he was working late in the administration of Charlie Strong. And Charlie had brought him in, and he had an office over there at the 40 Acres and was working with some of the athletes. And then when Strong was no longer retained, the Big O waited to find out where he would go next. And Well, he never had a meeting with the next head coach. Instead, someone came to his office and just said, hey, I'm sorry, but I've told that this is my new office, and the Big O was out of work. So what did he do? Well, he had to make ends meet for about 6 months, perhaps 8 months. But he didn't pout about it. No, the Big O went and took a job working the night shift at Home Depot stocking shelves, a night shift to keep the lights on at the house and with his children and his lovely wife, Beth. Well, then he got another offer to go serve as a pastor in a local church here, and then another opportunity to speak, and he and I spoke at a couple other places. And then finally, the Big O was asked just recently to return to the 40 acres to represent the UT School of Social Work as the marshal for degree candidates. This evening, the Big O, Dr. Octavius Bishop, who blocked for Ricky Williams, will be sitting on the stage at the 40 acres. He is a full-time employee now at the University of Texas. His story is a remarkable one, an inspirational one, and as Jamie and I can attest, the Big O is one of the finest men we've ever met in our lives. And that's this morning's Chiso's Boots morning story. Chiso's Boots, Jamie, you and I both know, you had them on last night. This is a boot you can wear for 12 hours a day, and boots made right the way they made them, the way they used to make them, and of course it's so comfortable. He's done some things over there, the Chief Texan, that make it remarkable.
I agree.
You and I both wear Chiso's boots. We'll be back from the banks of 360. Johnny Oates.
This is Trace Adkins wishing my friend Craig Flowers all the best in Austin, Texas. I'll see you on the high ground.
Well, thank you, Trace. Trace is going to be performing in Abilene, Texas. Abilene. So he's doing a lot of county fairs and stuff. You know, She Thinks We're Fishing. That's one of my favorite Trace Adkins songs. And then, of course, Marry for Money. That's always a fun one. After a couple pops, someone puts on Marry for Money. That's a funny deal. Trace told me this story, Jamie, that if you watch that video, Marry for Money, it's kind of a little shtick that they do. And he's got to lean down and kiss this lady that appears to be in her 80s. Trace said that when they had to do the take like two or three times, and he said, man, she really went after it when I went in there for that kiss. He said, kind of surprised me a little bit. I was listening to Bob Cole on the way in, and that guy could sell the Pope a double bed. I mean, you don't even know what he's selling, but you get caught up in the whole rhythm of the thing with Sue Patrick. Admiral McCraven, you know, the old make your bed. In fact, if you buy that book, Admiral McCraven, come over and sign your bed sheets. He just goes, he's a free parking over there, too. I'd say they got all the good stuff, you know, the big sizes.
Where's he live at?
I have no idea, you know? But I've sat with him in the booth over at the Dish. You know, he's the voice of God at the Dish.
Yeah.
And Craig Way's doing the play-by-play, and Keith or Greg Swindell. But he sits in there and does all the voice of God for the... and it makes it just sound like... If you had Bob Cole, you know, calling, you know, now batting for the Texas Longhorns, Jamie Frazier. I mean, that...
Where's Trace where does Trace live?
Trace lives in Nashville.
He lives in Nashville.
Yeah. Okay. He also has nothing but daughters, so he's read the sticker... as well, I'm teaching them how to get their oil changed. So I had to teach her. I said, okay, now, you're about 100 miles away from having to get your oil changed. What do you say we go ahead and knock this out? She said, that'd be a good idea. It was a good day, but it was unplanned. The whole week has been unplanned just because of this weather. This is crazy. But now I was looking at Lake Travis water levels. They're sitting at about 20 feet under full right now.
That's good.
So
yeah, like earlier, I don't trust the weather because I tell you, they've said, hey, we're having a real dry year this year. You know, our May is going to be really dry. It's been wet, you know, and it's been cool. It's like, you know, and they're like, oh, we may have a drought this year. And this is, you know, 2 months ago. And like, I don't, they're guessers. They're 50-50, you know, coin tossers.
No. And well, of course, you don't have to worry about your grass being green. In fact, did you keep your lawnmower?
It's still at the house, but I'm giving it to my buddy John. Said, "Hey, you use your lawnmower." I'm like, "No, come get it."
I was thinking about that this morning. You have no need for a lawnmower. It's just taking up space.
Lawnmower, weed eater, gone. Yeah. Although my I do have strawberries growing magically that I haven't done anything to from last year.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it just popped up.
That means the seeds, some seeds must have fallen off.
I guess.
You know, a lot of people don't realize, I didn't realize it until just a few years ago, on the outside of a strawberry, those little specks, those are seeds, those are strawberry seeds.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
No tomatoes, though.
Texas, no, that's going to be tough in this because tomatoes need sun. Texas A&M Aggies, it looks like. Chris Bennett texting in, and he's absolutely right. They're not going to make the SEC tournament. That's two teams in the SEC that will not make the tournament. Failed to qualify in the SEC tournament. They won't make the tournament either.
Who are the big dogs in the SEC for college baseball this year?
Well, it's number one ranked Arkansas Razorbacks. Okay. Woo-pig Suey.
Uh-huh.
Call the Hogs. And they are pretty dialed in. Got to keep an eye on Vanderbilt as well. Vanderbilt's got an interesting deal, though, because they don't have the 12.5 scholarship issue. They have really unlimited
private school,
but not only private school, they've got such academic money there that most all of their guys are on significant financial aid.
The Ivy League of the SEC.
They are. It just means more.
Yeah.
But so Vanderbilt and Arkansas, well, if you're going to bet on two horses to be in Omaha, there's two right there. There's some uncertainty here, you know, in Fort Worth and here, because look at what's happened in the last, you know, week. They both had opportunities, and they both, you know, laid an egg, not to mention that the Red Raiders got beat by the Jayhawks. What?
They did, yeah. Everybody lost Thursday.
Yeah, no blood. I texted in, no blood, and had their opportunity.
TCU, UT, and Texas Tech all lost Thursday.
So, you know, baseball's such a funny deal. I mean, it reminds me when I coached up at Army, and we go into number 5 Florida. We end up beating Florida in Gainesville. It was a guaranteed game. They handed us a $3,000 check and got beat. And then we come back the next day, and we play Fairleigh Dickinson, and we get beat 22-1. I mean, I get it now why people, you know, like, baseball, what the heck? You can't figure it out now with all the launch angles and strikeouts. And
well, I mean, it's also, you know, we have the Big 12 tournament coming up. And
what do you think about that?
Well, I just think it's like you already know pretty much before going in where the Super Regional's going to be. And I'd be worried about resting my players to, you know, for the Regionals than I would be caring about the Big 12 playoff, or not playoffs, but the Big 12 tournament.
TCU lost 2 out of 3 from ULM midweek games. ULM fighting just to figure out a way to get into the NCAA tournament, playing a little over 500 ball now. But, I mean, they went in there and spanked the Horned Frogs in Fort Worth. And, of course, TCU had some injuries. They got two of their players back. But, number one, Nunez is not fully back yet. But he will be for the Big 12 tournament. But is the Big 12 tournament a money grab? Yes.
Yeah.
In Oklahoma City. So here's what I think is going to happen. Knock on wood. I think that there's a real possibility that Texas hosts a super regional and the Purple Kryptonite ends up in Austin again,
like
it was in 2010 and the year before that. And I think that's a real possibility that a super regional right here on the 40 acres and those Horned Frogs are in there, assuming the Frogs take care of business in a regional in Fort Worth and the Horns do the same here in town.
I hope they get to play today, 2:30.
Yeah. It's not looking good, my friend, as we stare out from the banks of 360. It is a wet, soggy. I mean, you got in here early, about an hour early, and it took me a good 40 minutes to get here from East Austin this morning just because there's water everywhere. I watched someone the other day, speaking of Double Masked, which was the name of the horses on our Horn ATX Derby, Double Masked and Fully Vaccinated. I was in a little gas station, little store, picking up some caramel popcorn, and I'm standing there in line, and this gal walks in. She's double masked, And she goes to the other place to make her purchase, double masked, and buys two cartons of cigarettes. And there you go.
Well, that'll save you.
I thought, well, that's interesting. I'm buying some caramel popcorn. Didn't have a mask on. She's double masked. Give me two cartons of Marlboro Reds. Kyle Jerome. Do you know who that is?
Do not.
Kyle Jerome played golf at the 40 Acres. Was All-American. Played on the PGA for a little bit. He's a PGA pro. He now runs the Golf Dynamics Academy that moved out to Spicewood Springs, Texas. Kyle Jerome's got a son named Reed. Great little athlete. And Kyle Jerome, Longhorn great, is meeting with me today at 3:30. We're going to have a little indoor golf session.
My nephew qualified. He's doing his PGA to get his PGA card to become a instructor at the golf course.
Where?
Up in Bend, Oregon. Up in Sun River, Oregon.
Oh, if he can figure that out.
Well, he just, wow. You have to qualify, and he went to his qualifier, and he shot, you had to hit a 78 on each 18, and he had a 78 in each 18. And he got his little ticket punched, and now he's got to go through all these courses, and it takes a couple more years. But he's got that one knocked out, which he's really happy about.
Yeah. That is awesome.
Yeah.
Being a PGA pro, I'm learning more about this as how hard it is to get on the PGA circuit in state.
Right. He's not going to do that. Yeah,
he's just going to be a pro, which is a great life. And in Bend, Oregon,
right.
One of the most beautiful parts of that state. Of course, you got to fly into Portland, and that's a soup sandwich. But
don't leave the airport.
Once you get to Bend, you can take a deep breath.
Yeah, it's gorgeous up there.
Home of Gary Zimmerman, Hall of Famer for the Denver Broncos and the Vikings, blocked for John Elway. Gary Zimmerman, NFL Hall of Famer. Now he weighs about 178 pounds, and he's a cyclist out there with Drew Bledsoe. Drew Bledsoe lives in Bend, Oregon.
That's really?
Yeah.
Full-time?
He's full-time out there.
There's a lot of part-time guys out there that are up there either for just summer for golfing and they head out. But, I mean, great skiing up there, too.
It is gorgeous up there. You talk about fly fishing. Unbelievable. We'll be back from the banks at 360 with a special guest coming up, Johnny Oates.
Views expressed on this program do not reflect those of the Horn or
any other sane human being.
I love the nightlife. I love my Bud Light. I like them cold. Much I'm mowing thick grass. I'm too slow for working too fast. I don't do windows, so honey, don't ask. But I'm pretty good at drinking beer.
From the banks of 360, yes, we are pretty good at drinking beer. Had a few last night with E. Hogan and his wife Nadine as we were out there at the Ducks Unlimited. Got a little story to tell you about Ducks Unlimited. But coming to the Vaqueros Cafe and Cantina, always remember the Cantina Hotline, is Steve Amos. Steve, good morning. You've got a project you are working on. Tell us about the Battle of the Branches.
Well, thank you, Colonel. I'm Steve Amos. I'm here in Austin. We have a nonprofit called Health Code. And how do we empower people to live healthier life? You're so sedentary, and sadly, as you know, COVID has shown that our health matters. We've been fortunate to work with the military for some time. I'll come back to that. But I was chatting with them in early April, the 517th Air Force Group out in California, and I said, hey, do you have ideas of what we can do to even do more to help the military? And they said, yeah. May, as many of your listeners know, is Military Appreciation Month.
Right.
And so the thought for Military Appreciation Month is, what's a better way to give a salute by breaking a sweat? And we have these virtual activity events, so anywhere in the world can participate. So the Battle of the Branches, and we pulled this off in just a few weeks, is a global virtual activity event where anyone can participate. They sign up. There's not a charge. Go to healthcode.org. You'll see the banner there for Battle of the Branches. They're able to select as an organization. Maybe they're a veteran. Maybe they're active duty. Maybe they're a family or friend. I'm doing it for my dad was Navy, so I'm doing his family friend. And they're able to participate, enter their activity data, and then it's going to be on a global leaderboard, so we're able to connect everybody. And it's great because right now you see actually California is ahead of Texas. We have Marines out there participating, the Air Force, the 517th. So the goal is how can we recognize and salute our military family in a way that helps our health.
I like it, Steve. That is a great effort on your part, and I'm glad that it's global and virtual. And the fact that California right now is beating Texas on this little battle of the branches gets under my skin as a fourth-generation native Texan. Speak again, Steve, about where those that are interested can find more information about this.
Healthcode.org, healthcode.org. Go to healthcode.org. There's not a fee. Anyone participate for free. In fact, if anyone texts to you healthcode.org, we will do a drawing and give a few T-shirts, the really awesome Battle of the Branches T-shirts is about to be printed. By the way, do you know any Army folks?
Well, I do.
Because the Army right now is that I have to say the Air Force has taken off. And the Marines are ahead of them, and even the Navy. So the Army needs to move up. There's a leaderboard. You'll be able to see top organizations. So right now the 517th's on top. The Marine Naval Postgraduate Group out of California, they're number two. Air Force, gosh, it's just wrong to see the Army number seven, Colonel.
No, that is wrong. The Army goes rolling along. Maybe they've got other priorities of work right now, but they would have to get after it.
And veterans can participate, and family and friends. And for the first time ever, the city of Austin and Texas are not at the top of the global leaderboards. California is number one, and those the military on the East Coast, on the West Coast, has taken the lead. So this is a way to engage our military community locally. Veterans can participate, family and friends. Let's break a sweat this May. You can put in your activity as of the first, so there's no penalty for a late start. How do we show our love? By expressing our health. Reach out to your family and friends. They could be on the West Coast. They could be in Germany. They could be on an aircraft carrier. So thank you for your work. And for the opportunity to help our veteran community and active duty.
You bet. Steve Amos is with us. He is running Battle of the Branches, healthcode.org. Steve, thanks for joining us this morning. We appreciate you. We'll see you on the high ground. Jamie.
Thank you, Colonel.
You bet. Ducks Unlimited. Spieth, by the way, is plus two. Mickelson is minus five for those of you keeping score at home, and you should be. By the way, Ricky Fowler looks like Leo DiCaprio, in my opinion. I was on a hunting trip in Mexico. Ducks, quail, dove.
Everything that flies.
And we're there like 4 or 5 days. It was a great trip. And I got drawn for ducks one day, so we're shooting redheads. Yeah, I'm shooting ducks. We're having a great morning. And I look over, we got a pile of ducks. And I said, man, what's the limit? And the guy said, keep shooting. Boom, we kept shooting. It's raining like this morning. More ducks came. Boom, we kept shooting. Ducks, I turned. I said, what's the limit? Three times I asked, what's the limit? Finally, I put my gun down and said, hey, I need to know what the limit is. He said, don't worry. Season ended yesterday. Keep shooting. That was Ducks Unlimited. That was the first time my experience with unlimited ducks. It's like, oh, my gosh, we're never getting out of Mexico. But we did. And here we are. So are you going to... are you going to partake in the organic pork protein harvest with your friend Steve?
No, they're up there hunting right now. I mean, they got a hog last night. I don't know. I haven't talked to him. He just sent me pictures.
I don't know how you're going to move around with your back.
No, I'm not going to move. No, my back is screwed up. It's
you've never had back problems.
Never. Been digging a lot of holes. Never had back problems ever. So that's why it's kind of weird. Yeah, I don't know. going to get to the gym after this and stretch out for about an hour and see where that leads me. Then I'm going to try to hit the hopefully the baseball game. Fast Eddie out there in right field. So try to get out there.
Based on what I'm seeing, I'm thinking that the game is going to at least be delayed. But that is not breaking news. No. It's still right now, I think, a 2:14 first pitch or something like that. I think
Something. I thought it was 2:30, but it's right around there. It's 2:30. Willie Brown's out. He's not into the shop today. He's out there running around with Jack Brown Cleaners.
Yep. Brown is a place I've got to go
by. He and Brent Dickey had a lot of fun last week.
They did a good job.
They did. Brent's amazing dude. Will, you know, Will's a great guy.
Yeah.
They have a gift for banter.
Dickey was an athlete, too.
Yeah. Yeah. He's an athlete.
Unlike Will Brown, although he can hit a golf ball.
Oh, Will's an athlete.
I got it.
He played baseball growing up. He played a lot of sports, and he's a great golfer.
He's so self-deprecating, though, when it comes to, which is one of his best qualities.
He is. He's a super person.
I got to teach him that Jeff Fry method of putting a little Carmex on the face of the driver to create that knuckleball effect. I couldn't believe it.
It makes sense because you got no spin off it because it's you're not getting off the face.
It's probably illegal as heck. I think
I'm sure it is.
Yeah, I don't think Spieth, by the way, who's +2, Mickelson -5.
Mickelson shot a 69 the other day.
Yeah. It's unbelievable. He almost holed one from way out right now. God, these guys are good with their scoring clubs. I mean, someone just chipped in. I don't know who that is, but Taylor Gooch. Here's what I think is going to happen. Very soon, you're going to see an Aggie and a Longhorn in the same pairing in the finals of a major golf tournament.
Who do you got for the Aggies?
It'll be Cameron versus Jordan.
Okay.
And it's going to happen. You can just see it. It will just be a matter of time before these two are paired. And, I mean, it's going to light up the great state of Texas because, you know, pick a side, any side, and there you go.
Yeah.
And, of course, all the other...
I think I might go live in my hot tub, just my back.
Well, you got a cold tub, too. You just push a button, and it's 55 degrees. You
know, it's not like that. It takes like 12 hours.
It takes a while.
Yeah.
Tell us about, so you broke your watch the other day? You're
don't want to talk about that.
No?
I'll give you my back was killing me, so I walked downstairs, and...
I was thinking about it last time. It was so funny.
Like, and I have one of those fireplaces that you know, press the button, gas fireplace comes on, heats up the room pretty well, and it's surrounded by tile around the actual fireplace, and that heats up really well. And my back was hurting so bad, so I didn't want to. It felt great when you're standing up, so I got up there, I turned it on, and heated up the tile up. So I'm backing up and I'm raising my shirt up to put that hot tile right on my back.
It's going
to
feel good.
It'll feel great. Well, I backed right into the freaking glass part of the fireplace, burnt my lower part of my extremity, and then broke my watch getting off the fireplace.
Because you reacted.
Yeah, it was just like 3 seconds of pain, and it was like, oh, man. Didn't think that one through. That was like, you know, 6 a.m. Did not think that one through.
Oh.
I just wanted to get to the gym and stretch out.
That's the way to start your day.
Oh.
So your reaction throws your you did not have on your Seahome.
No, I had my iWatch 6, and they don't. You got to send that one because it's so they're so new. You got to send it all the way back to Apple to get fixed. And I'm just like, I said a few chores. Like Sasha took off in the backyard because she's like. He's crazy. He's mad. He's crazy.
Backed into the fireplace and then slammed your hand against the tile and broke your watch.
Yeah.
At 6 a.m.
Yeah.
What do you do after that? What's the tech? How do you recover from that?
You just got to move on, maybe. Just you go get some ice for what you just burnt, and then you get a heating pad and what's killing you. So it was,
Your fourth point of contact was...
It was not fun.
Was seared a bit.
Yeah. Thanks. Thanks for bringing that up, Colonel. Thanks.
Well, I'm just trying to get your mind off your back and on your watch.
Not really working.
Now you're wearing your Seahome, of course. And by the way, Todd Adams for Seahome Watches, named after the Seahome District. Todd is just doing a remarkable job there. They just came out with their new edition. Have you seen it, Jamie? It's got the green bezel.
No, I have. It's a gorgeous watch.
It is beautiful, man. I've got to figure out I've got a plan. My goal is to get a Seahome watch for all... my future sons-in-law.
Does it? Okay.
And one of our daughters is engaged.
Right.
But she, oh, bless her heart. She's, you know, all the weddings during the coronavirus were postponed for a year, essentially.
Oh, yeah.
And so now she's having to pick a date that she didn't really, you know, she was looking for a June wedding, a July, an August wedding. And then she had to settle for, oh, it's hard for me to even say because I know the specs line, the text line will blow up. She picked a Saturday in November.
Yeah, the 13th.
Oh. So, yes, I know what you're thinking. It's football season.
Yeah, football season.
I'm thinking deer season, right in the middle of the rut.
Yeah, you're thinking low attendance.
We're doing this wedding planning, and I said, well, one thing we've got to have is a big screen TV.
And some deer.
Yeah. Texter writing in, high school, this is Lamar, the great tomato king of Austin, who can grow tomatoes like no other. My high school golf teammate, now in Durango, he's a police officer. He used to use Carmex, the old Carmex trick. It hits the ball straight. It's not legal. And now Lamar's going to be checking my clubs if we ever play again at the Mullet Open, which is June 11th, the Mullet Open, which is going to be a blast. It always is with the great Bucky Gobble. I'm going to get to co-host with Bucky in a couple of weeks on Thursday and Friday is E. Hogan. It's got to be out of the office for a couple times. It's funny, though. I get the first 2 hours, you know, the 6 to 8, and then they bring in Trey and BK. Evidently, they get, you know, a couple extra hours of rack. And I guess that's what you get with Saturday mornings. You know, you get the first 2 hours if you get called up. You get called up for the first 2 hours. And maybe I'll bring a dog in here.
Man, don't
how about that?
No.
That was some drama here in the studio from the banks of 360. We'll be back for, and you know what time it'll be. And this Texas Wine of the Week is unbelievable. I had it last night. Johnny Oates.
The Texas Wine of the Week.
Oh, red, red wine. That'll help you with your back a little bit, Jamie Frazier. And, of course, we like to support Texas grape growers, winemakers, now producing, and we are consuming, award-winning wines from the great state, handing it to the Callies in double-blind taste tests. You can't swing a bottle of wine without hitting a winery here in the Hill Country, and one of the best I've ever had in the great state that is very close to, and I've had Camus. Let's face it, the standard is Camus. If you drink red wine, you know Camus, and unfortunately it's California wine. But I had a wine last night that was extraordinary, and here to tell us all about it is the voice of the Texas wine, the one and only, am I talking about him, is Jamie Frazier.
Well, I mean, this week for the Brent Dickey Memorial, Brent's no longer here. He was here last weekend. We still don't know where he's at now.
Right.
But the Brent Dickey Memorial Wine of the Week is the William and Chris Vineyards Skeleton Key Red Wine, Texas. A skeleton key found on the vineyard estate awakened the spirit of two Texas wine growers. The soulful wine is to celebrate the coming legends of two friends and how their passion for life was unlocked when the key was turned. Real Texas wine. And that's the William and Chris Vineyards Skeleton Key.
Skeleton Key. Yeah. And I met the winemaker, the vineyard owner out of High, Texas, last night at the Ducks Unlimited, Unlimited Ducks, in Dripping Springs last night. And I had this wine. And Jamie, I got to tell you, it's one of the best I've ever had in the great state.
We didn't stutter.
It's among the top three, and it is, don't hesitate. Go with this one. This is a very big wine that you can enjoy with a number of dishes. It is not just a thrown together, thoughtless wine, which some Texas wines were, you know, two decades ago, and that kind of turned some folks here over at the members of the Austin Country Co. They were like, oh, no, we were Texas wine.
Yeah, it's made in High, Texas, you know, or H-Y-E.
Yeah, High, Texas.
That's, you know what's that?
I do. And Skeleton Key is the name of this wine. And last night, the owner of there, and that guy, first of all, he makes a quality product. It's like a Chiso's Boots. Mm. And then he delivers extraordinary service and above and beyond what you would expect. And we had this wine at our, we had this wine at our table and had it with the great Nadine Hogan, the better half of the Hogan family.
Big shout out for Texas. Chiso's Boots is having their big Memorial Day deal at 3507 South First Street. It's going to have bands. It's going to have barbecues. It's going to have booze. It's going to have a lot of people. And that's from 4 to 8 on 3507 South First Street. Texas, the Chiso's Texas headquarters.
29 May.
Saturday. Week from now.
We love you. We'll see you on the high ground.
Just purse your lips and whistle, that's the thing. And always look on the bright side of life. Come on!